Hi, welcome to Bladder Buddies. This is our pilot episode. My name is Landon Vargo, and I'm here with Bryant Wagner.
What's up?
We are a podcast about everything, but about nothing. And I'm just going to let you know right now, if we offend you, we're not sorry.
We're not. We're not sorry. It's going to be probably some explicit content, some inappropriate, obscene discussions on things, and no, we're not sorry about it. Just it is what it is. If you don't like it, you don't have to listen.
Yeah. So think about Seinfeld on steroids.
Absolutely. So everybody's aware, this is going to be unedited. I'm not a technological genius like some people. So I'm not going through and editing, not going through and taking things out, putting things in right now. I'm novice at this. And if anybody doesn't know what novice is, that's like beginner level, right?
Okay. So anyway, we're going to go ahead and move on. Nobody cares about that crap. So all of you are new listeners. None of you, really know our friend Bryant here. Some of the people that work with Bryant know who he is, but they don't really know him. But anyway, he did a strongman competition this past weekend.
Oh, we're going
Saturday.
We're going right into it.
Oh yeah, we're going right into it.
Oh,
we're going balls deep.
Okay, I like it.
So anyway, he gave it a go.
I did.
You know, he placed second in his weight class, out of three people.
Gotta love it, right?
The third person
didn't even show up.
Never showed up.
I got second out of two people. Gotta love it.
But you know what? It was your first one, though.
It was my first one.
And you know what? You didn't quit. And I couldn't do any of it.
Yeah.
So I give you an A for effort.
I appreciate that.
You know?
I do.
Those feathers get really heavy.
Hey, a pound of feathers and a 1 pound ball weighs the same, brother. Always the same. But no, the event was fun. It was a good time.
Yeah.
It was, I'm injured as a result of it. So that was kind of fun.
Nobody wants to hear about your fucking injury.
Yeah, that's fair.
So
it does hurt, though.
I'm sure. so does your pride.
And I mean, somebody in this room decided to just, let me go.
Yeah.
Told me to keep pushing.
Yeah.
Because I would regret it.
I did. And you would have regretted it.
Yeah, but I regret the pain now, too, though.
Yeah. But you know what? It's not the competition day.
That's true.
You can worry about the pain tomorrow.
So. It's true. And we're 4 days late, and I'm still in pain. Gotta love it.
It's all right. You'll get over it. Sean Connery always says, you know, and especially in that movie The Rock with Nicolas Cage, you know, losers always want about their best. The winners go home and fuck the prom queen.
You know, the rest of that, Carla was the prom queen.
Yeah.
And really? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't Carla. It'd be my wife.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah, of course.
That didn't happen.
So.
In case anybody was wondering.
Oh, and I did tell that quote to your grandma.
You certainly did. I've never seen my grandmother blush so much.
She loved it.
I know she did. But it was still like...
Your mom loved it, too.
I know.
Yeah.
My mom and grandmother are in love with you now.
Yeah. I think they...
They may adopt you as a son.
Maybe. I mean, I think it took them back to their prom days.
I don't even know if my mom ever went to prom. But conversation for another day.
Yeah.
So, we had a set list of things we were going to talk about today for our pilot episode. The strongman part was not going to be the first thing, but apparently that's where we went. We were actually going to start off with why Blabber Buddies. You know, what prompted us to do this podcast? You know, why the name? That kind of thing. It's our pilot episode, so we got to tell, you know, everybody, like, why are we doing this? So why are we doing this?
Well, somebody that works at our place of work suggested it. We kind of looked at each other and we thought about it, and it sounded like a good idea, so we went with it. At least that's what I thought.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. That is fair. That's true. Right, that's really... Yeah, no, that is kind of like
yeah.
Our story.
Yeah.
It's kind of sad.
And then there was another person at our place of work that literally just sits there and just eyes us back and forth and just waits to see what comes out of our mouth next. So
I feel like that's everybody at work.
Yeah, I think so.
Work is quite different when we're together compared to when we're apart.
Yeah.
It's much more enjoyable. But
yeah.
Trying to come up with Blabber Buddies, that was fun. We had some interesting names beforehand.
I don't remember any of them. I've drank since then.
That's true. All I know is I put what we were looking at into our a random name database thing on my phone, and it came up with, it was like the second option, Blabber Buddies, and it clicked. We just loved it. What are you doing?
Don't worry about what I'm doing.
You're just over there messing with your shape.
Pay attention to what story you're telling.
I'm sorry. Well, that's it. I mean, that's the story. Like, our,
all right.
I mean, it's like a wedding proposal, but like a really bad one.
Of course you would think of us being a wedding proposal.
No, like, not us together. Like, into our, like, we propose to the podcast.
That has nothing to do with a wedding proposal.
I mean, it kind of does.
No, it doesn't.
I mean, it was horrible. Not really a memorable experience.
Okay, if that was a wedding proposal, who's the dude and who's the girl? You're obviously the girl.
Well, I mean, we're the dudes.
You're the
podcast is the girl.
No, that would be the wedding ring.
That's fair. I guess that's fair. I would be the chick in this relationship, which
at least you admit it.
Well, I mean, somebody's got to. I mean,
all right. I'm moving on from that. That's just getting weird.
Wasn't that kind of the point of this podcast?
Yeah, but that's
like real just weird. Talking about nothing but everything.
Yeah, but that's real weird.
I mean, it's not super weird. It's so it could totally be weird. It could be weirder.
I guess it could be.
I mean, winners go home and fuck the prom queen. That's what you said. If I'm the lady in this relationship, we have a problem.
Well, I was referring to your actual wife. Jesus.
Anyway,
I'm not drunk yet.
Yeah, so that's also another thing that we're going to be doing on this podcast is instead of just having the podcast and talking and whatnot, we also will be having some adult beverages, some alcoholic beverages to lighten the mood up on our end so we get a little more enjoyment out of this experience.
That's right. So today, ladies and gentlemen, Landon will be sponsored by Kona Big Wave, Liquid Aloha Beer, and Red Stripe.
He's not sponsored by anybody.
Jamaican lager beer. No, I'm really
but
not
let's,
sponsored
let's be
by
clear.
Anybody.
He's not sponsored by anybody. No, he does like this beer.
Yeah, I just like this beer. I'm not sponsored by anybody.
We have no sponsors. We have no namesake in or anything. We just have things that we like.
That is just what I am consuming at this time.
Likewise, and I've got a nice Woodford Reserve that it's quite delicious. I was going to save it for a special occasion, but I guess this is as special as I can get right now. So, cheers to show number one.
Yeah. So, anyway, moving on. So, after your strongman competition that you injured your back on.
I did.
Excuse me, I burped.
You're excused.
We had an awesome rip roaring good time at a donut eating competition at Krispy Kreme Donut up on 82nd Street here in Indianapolis.
You know, I was a little disappointed by that competition though.
Hey, you know, I ate one donut less than I did last time,
and one more than me this time.
And
so
yes,
you beat me.
At least I beat you.
That's the first time that you beat me in an eating competition.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a large man.
However, so. I will beat you in the hot dog eating contest on May 14th.
You're full of shit.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Yeah, you are. Full of shit. It ain't gonna happen.
Well, that's true. I mean, you do like weenies a little bit better, don't you?
I mean, they are good. Don't get me wrong. They're very delicious.
You like those weenies between the buns.
I do. They're very good. Very delicious. But I don't know if I'm gonna make it to that or not.
Oh, what?
I work that day.
Oh, you'll make it.
I mean, I'm going to try. I'm going to be late. I'm going to have to catch up.
There is no try.
That's true. Dude. Winners go home and fuck the prom queen.
No, that has losers, nothing to do with it. I'm going based off Yoda here.
Do or do not, there is no try.
Exactly. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Nerd status, dude. Come on.
I mean, do you see the room that we're sitting in?
Yeah. That's why I said nerd status, dude.
I mean, it's lovely, isn't it?
No.
You don't like my room?
I'm not.
You don't like my man cave?
It's okay.
Oh, come on. You got sports on one side.
Yeah.
America.
Okay.
On one side. And all comic book memorabilia on the rest of the stuff. DC, Marvel. Comic books that are extremely expensive over here on this wall right here.
Do you want a cookie?
I mean, I would love a cookie. I'm a fat kid.
Yeah. Okay. So, podcast cover.
Oh, yeah.
You know, people are going to look at that and be like, yeah, no. However,
I don't know what people
The only thing that is far-fetched with your picture on that is...
The reindeer?
And you don't have hair.
No, I don't. But, like, that's what I would like to look like. If I were anybody, I would
if you had hair, I mean, you could be a handsome fella.
I'm not already?
No, not really. But, I mean, could be.
I mean, but, like, if I could be any Disney, because that's kind of what the thing was, Disney prince, I guess you could call it, because he ends up becoming a prince, I would definitely be Kristoff. Absolutely. I have a dog that's big enough to be a reindeer, so fits perfectly.
Yeah, he could be.
And you've been Tarzan one too many times for Halloween parties, so it's perfect. Although...
Yeah, that's true, too.
You need longer hair.
That'll never happen.
Never say never, bro.
Well,
it's improbable, but not impossible.
I told my wife, I said, hey, when I finally get out of the military, I am going to grow my hair out.
How much longer do you have?
I have 2.5 years. I said, I'm gonna grow my hair out.
Everybody thank Vargo for his service. He's freaking awesome
dude,
with that.
Shut up with that noise.
It's anyway, amazing.
Dude, shut up with that noise. Anyways, I told her, I was like, I'm gonna grow my hair out. And I was like, I'm gonna have a man bun.
A man bun?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No. And you want to move to Cali and get a man bun? By all means, go for it.
You know what? That's what she said, too. She's like, nope.
Well, yeah,
I go, challenge accepted. And she goes,
it's not a challenge.
Yeah.
It's not at all a challenge.
But
you would not look good with a man bun.
It wouldn't matter if I look good or not.
It would matter.
No, it wouldn't. She said that by the time it hits a certain length, it would drive me nuts anyway, and I'd just cut it off.
Yeah, once it gets longer than that, it's going to drive you nuts.
It's already driving me nuts.
My point. For anybody that doesn't know Vargo personally or professionally, very short hair. I mean, he's got a lot of hair, but very, very short. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't see him with any, like, even like Nick Carter looking hair, or like, you know, any of the NSYNC Backstreet Boys hairs. Like, I don't think he can get it that long.
No.
I don't think he would. It wouldn't work.
In high school, maybe, but not never again.
Man, in high school, you looked just the same. I've seen your high school pictures.
I weighed like 165 pounds.
I'm talking about the from the neck up.
Yeah.
Like, same look.
People ask if I ever age.
No. You're a vampire.
Yeah, probably.
You like sucking people's
souls.
Yeah. Oh, God. That was deep.
So... being said,
well, our cover was not the way that we wanted it, but
no, we wanted caricatures.
We did want caricatures, and every,
you know, kind of like a Bob and Tom type thing.
Absolutely.
So that would have just been cool.
That would have been cool. And everything that I looked up, either one had to pay for, or two came out looking extremely stupid.
And I really didn't want to have to take a personal trip all the way out to the Indianapolis Zoo to have somebody give us, like, draw us a caricature just so we could take a picture of it.
True, but no, I mean, we wouldn't have even probably been able to go out there anyway because I don't think they have the caricature drawings until, like, it gets warmer.
Yeah.
Because it's so cold right now. In case anybody doesn't know, we're in Indianapolis, and it's, like, Indiana weather sucks.
Yeah.
It can be 70 one day and then snowing and minus 20 the next. Yeah. So, like...
I mean, it's very hit or miss.
It is. We go through 4 seasons in a day if you've never been to Indiana or lived in Indiana. Yeah. But, So, cover photo didn't turn out the way exactly the way we wanted it, but I think it turned out better in hindsight. You're still drinking, I know. You're on your second bottle and I'm still sipping on my Woodford Reserve over here.
It's stronger than alcohol, though. It's fine.
It's true, but it's delicious.
Do you want to sip? No, I do not.
Why not?
Because I don't want one. That's why.
But it's good.
I said no.
Okay, grumpy.
God.
Why are you so grumpy this morning?
I'm not grumpy.
You seem grumpy. Did you have a Celsius this morning?
I did not, but I went to the gym before I came here.
You didn't have a Celsius. That's why you're grumpy.
I don't need a Celsius.
I have one downstairs. I bought four.
I don't need a Celsius.
I got Oasis down there. And I got Galaxy Vibe.
So.
And Astro Vibe down there. Just saying. I got watermelon, strawberry, and.
All right. So I have a question for you.
I might have an answer.
So you didn't go to work yesterday.
I didn't.
Is that really because of an injury?
Yes.
Or was it actually because you had to poop?
Look, I've only been late one time to work.
No.
Maybe a couple of times.
Okay.
To work.
Yes.
Because of bowel issues.
Because of your diarrhea.
Because of bowel issues.
Yeah,
but
diarrhea.
Not diarrhea.
You said specifically it was because of diarrhea.
It was, but like.
Was it watery diarrhea? Oh was God. It chunky diarrhea? Or was it more like, you know, Dairy Queen soft serve?
I don't want to talk about my bowel movements on this. I really don't. And I knew you were going to bring that up. I knew you were going to. And I really don't want to talk about that on this thing.
Now who's grumpy?
I'm not grumpy.
You're totally grumpy.
It's gross.
No, yeah.
It is gross.
Yeah, well,
I don't
you're the one
thinking about that.
Dude, you were the one who was late.
I mean, I was late.
Yeah.
But I had to poop.
Hey.
I mean, when you gotta go, dude.
Yeah, and you're the one who is anti-poop at work.
I'm anti-poop in public, period. Ooh. It's not just at work. It's everywhere. I don't do it.
You're like that guy from American Pie, Finch.
Why?
Because he's the one who goes all the way home just to poop.
Yeah, but see, he'd go all the way home, I'll just hold it. Or I'll eat or drink something that's gonna keep it in.
So gross.
Well, you know, no, pun intended.
Or you just go.
I don't want to. It's uncomfortable. I don't like it. I don't like people walking in. Like, it's my private space.
You know,
I don't like that.
You know what would be really cool?
Oh, God, what?
Now, just think about it. All right? Say there's, a secret door at work.
Uh-huh.
You go through it.
Uh-huh.
And there's, a long pathway that, leads. And it, eventually forms into, like a sandy path, and then all of a sudden it turns into jungle, and then you get this waterfall. All right, just try and imagine it.
Are you high?
No, I'm not high.
Okay, I'm just asking.
I don't smoke, but just listen.
I'm listening.
All right, I actually thought about this on the way over here, so.
You're just driving and oh my gosh, this would be an amazing thing to talk about.
Yeah,
What if?
Just listen though.
Okay, I'm listening.
So,
we were in the jungle.
Yeah.
With the waterfall.
Okay.
Okay.
Secret door at work.
Okay. Secret door.
Okay. It turns
leads down a hall
almost,
into a
almost,
beach.
Yeah. Into a beach.
That leads into a jungle.
No, like a sandy pathway.
Okay.
Like.
That leads into a jungle.
A jungle.
With a waterfall.
And then you come to this big opening and it's got a waterfall in the background.
Okay.
All right. And then there's this big opening and it kind of big circle.
So couples retreat. Where they're at the waterfall.
Similar. Yeah.
No.
But then there's this singular toilet right there.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Uh-huh. Out in the open.
Out in the open.
Like it's not covered by anything.
It's covered by trees. Like palm trees and ferns and tropical.
But
you know,
I could
paradise.
Still be seen.
No.
I couldn't.
There's
be seen.
Nobody. There's no. It's completely covered.
Yeah.
Like with vegetation.
And I'm the only one there?
You're the only one there for miles.
Okay.
The only thing around you is tropical birds, you know, tweeting.
Oh, great. I'm going to sit down
sound,
on the toilet and
the
get
sound.
Shit on by
no,
a bird.
No.
It's great.
No, because there's nothing over you. It's just blue sky and sunshine.
Yeah, but so the bird's got to fly at some
no.
point.
No.
Okay, anyway, go ahead.
No. So anyway, you got the sounds of tropical birds. You don't see any of these birds, but you got sounds of tropical birds in the distance.
Okay.
You got the waterfall. Okay.
Okay.
The most peaceful atmosphere you can possibly think of in a tropical setting.
Sure.
All right.
Sure.
And you got that toilet.
Yep. Would I poop? Is that the question you're going to get to?
Yeah. Would you poop? And you know for a fact there's nobody for miles. and you have that locked door, and you know nobody would ever hear you.
But there's no door, because it's just...
No, you have to go... There's a door to get in there.
But you just said it was surrounded by, like...
No, but you have to get... You have to go into the door that goes through the hallway that leads to this area.
I'm picturing something completely different than what you're describing.
You completely missed the door, how you get in there.
No, because, like, what you said
you was... You go through a door that leads to a hallway that leads to the sandy path.
That leads to a jungle.
You're missing all these details.
No, hold on. No, I'm not. Hold on. I hear you on that. You go through a door at work that leads to a hallway. That opens up into a sandy path.
You have to lock that door.
Well, yeah, I have to lock that door.
Yes.
Yeah, correct. Or it just locks on its own. Like, I have to unlock it and it just
automatically locks. There you go. Okay. Right. So, would you poop?
Out in the open. In the jungle.
You're the only one in there.
That's a tough one. I don't know.
It's the most peaceful.
I mean, I would need
You know there's nobody around.
Yeah.
Safe bet. All of a sudden, you hear, like, seriously, like, you hear a whole bunch of tweeting. You hear nothing but, you know, peaceful sounds.
Are you going to find peaceful bird sounds?
Oh, I'm going to.
You're going to find peaceful bird sounds?
Okay, and maybe you'll have the crash of oceans in the background.
No, that would be peaceful.
Like ocean waves.
I want to close my eyes and just, like, imagine this in my head.
Yeah. Like, do it.
I don't want to close my eyes because I'm afraid you'd, like, draw on my face or some shit.
I'm not going to.
Or I'd fall asleep and I get, like, a penis on my forehead or something.
No.
I mean, you're a fraternity boy just like I am, so, like, I can see that happening.
Okay, you're just listening to it.
Yeah.
All right.
I hear it.
Okay.
I hear it.
And all of a sudden,
I have to poop. I still don't know if I would. I still don't know if I would.
You're sitting there.
You're sitting there with
you and your peaceful thoughts and...
I still don't know if I would. No, I still don't know if I would. I really don't. Because, like, yeah, I know for... I want to know how in the world you came up with this in the first place, but...
No, seriously, it was a random thought on my way over here.
Why?
I don't why? Know.
You just happened to be like, oh, I wonder if Brian would do this if you had to poop that
no,
way.
No, no, it wasn't. It was a random. It was just. No, it was honestly like a random thought I was just having as I was driving over here. Like, man, that would be so nice.
But, so, like, nothing sparked it. You were just sitting there just driving, and all of a sudden you were like, oh, man, that would be beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I still...
Well, because, okay, A, I have a Jamaica vacation coming up in a few months.
That's true.
All right?
That's true.
There's jungle, like palm trees, you know?
That's true.
All that stuff.
That's true.
And what did I do as soon as I got here? I had to pee.
That's true. You did.
I was thinking about a bathroom, right?
Yeah. So okay.
Sparked my interest.
Yeah.
So I put two and two together, just like I came up with... We're not going to have that discussion today, but... For a later episode, we're going to talk about our animals that we created.
And that are going to fight each other. Yeah, we'll talk about that later.
We'll talk about that about a different time, though.
But, yeah, no, I still don't know that I would.
I think you would.
I don't think I would.
I think you would.
I really don't.
Now you're saying you don't think you would just out of spite.
No. I'm saying it because, like, if I'm at work, that means eventually I have to go home, which is where I want to be anyway, which is where I want to poop anyway.
That makes zero sense, because what are you going to do on vacation? If you're on vacation, you're not going to poop. You're going to hold it until you get home, because that's where you're going to be anyway.
But my home on vacation would be whatever, like hotel or cabin or whatever I'm staying in. So then I would go to that home.
You're in a vacation atmosphere in that setting.
Then I would go to the vacation home, hotel, motel, cabin, whatever.
You make absolutely no sense.
I don't think I would.
I think you would.
I don't think I would. Unless because I even say this at work, like, unless it's like an absolute have to. Whatever. Absolute have to. And I have, well, you've seen it. I have a private place that I like to go to.
Yeah.
That's away from everybody.
But that's only on the weekends.
No, but I could use it super early in the morning or super late at night.
Before the regular staff gets there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Which is normally when I go anyway. I try not to go during work because inevitably something pops up and I don't want to be sitting there with my pants down and being unable to help. And it, you know, it would take me forever to get all my
stuff on.
Yeah, get everything put back on and ready to go.
Yeah.
So, okay. I don't think I would. We never actually finished our conversation about the logo cover. We just kind of went right into my bowel movement issues. That's and also, I was injured yesterday, which is why I didn't go to work yesterday.
Okay. Yeah, I know.
Well, I know. You asked, but then, like, went right into, like, was it because of your bowel movement? Like, no, there's a goose out there. Sorry. There's a pond behind my house.
Wow, squirrel moment, huh?
I know. I'm sorry.
What? Blah, blah, blah. Squirrel. What?
I saw something move, and I didn't know what it was. I thought it was in my yard.
What?
It's,
squirrel.
It's,
what?
It's a goose walking down the thing. Okay. Anyway. Wow. I'm sorry. But no, I legitimately tweaked my back at the strongman thing on Saturday. I wish that you all could see the video and picture that my wife took Monday before I went to my appointment, because I'm crooked. Like, I'm walking crooked. Like, I mean, I wonder if I could, well, I can't send it to Vargo for whatever reason right now, but I can show him. Like, that's me standing. I mean, it's not much, but it is enough. I'm standing to the right, and here's the walk. Yeah, I'm clear. I'm full on canted to the right, trying to walk and move, and I can't. I mean, I can move, but it's very painful. Oh, was. So, no, not because of my bowel movements. Was because of an injury, number one. Number two.
I could go so many directions with that one.
With what one?
Like, making fun of you and how you're walking.
Well, please do. Go for it. I mean, that's kind of what this is for.
No, I'm good.
Why not?
Because I don't want to hurt your feelings.
Dude, I'd have no feelings to hurt.
Oh, yeah, you do. You're very sensitive.
Okay, that's true. But still, like, no. Coming from you, it's not, like, hurt feelings. It's a brotherly love kind of thing. No.
So when you went to go see the doctor.
Yeah.
Like, what kind of doctor was it?
Female.
Oh, yeah?
Nurse practitioner.
Was it
Oh, I have to tell you. Oh, so no, hold on. I got to tell you this because it made me uncomfortable, but also made me laugh. And I told my wife about it later.
Go ahead.
So it was a nurse practitioner that came into the appointment, right? And I'm laying on the gurney that's in the room, or on the bed that's in the room, because that's the only way that's comfortable, right? So I'm laying down flat. I got my legs fully extended. She's in there. She's talking, and she keeps like walking up to the side of the thing where my hands are at, and keeps like rubbing my arm with her hand as she's like asking me these questions, trying to get all this information, like checking my back and other things before I get sent off to x-ray. And I didn't say anything. Like it didn't cross my mind until after she had left. So she leaves. I go sit next to my wife and I'm like, were you watching any of that? She's like, no, what happened? I'm like, I was laying down and she was just like caressing my arm, my right arm, like purposefully standing near me or as close to me as she possibly could to like, it was really weird. It was uncomfortable. Mm. I don't think it would have been as uncomfortable if my wife hadn't been in there, but it was uncomfortable. I didn't know what to think. And she wasn't unattractive, but it was weird, especially with my wife sitting like 2 feet from where I was at.
Right.
What? It was weird. It was really weird.
You got issues. She's probably dating Dr. Thunder.
Oh, Dr. Thunder and Dr.
Because Pepper. Because she's a nurse practitioner.
At a med check. Which now, is where Dr. Thunder
now,
is.
Was Dr. Thunder is. Yeah. Now, if she was a nurse practitioner at a major hospital.
It'd be Dr. Pepper.
Where Dr. Pepper works.
I was the Mr. Pibb in this situation. I was Mr. Pibb going to see Dr. Thunder, and they didn't send me to see Dr. Pepper. Oh my gosh, that's funny. Oh man. No, we did have this.
Mr. Pibb, like seriously though, do you think he sees Dr. Thunder at a med check, or do you think like is Dr. Thunder richer than Dr. Pepper? Is Dr. Pepper more prestigious than Dr. Thunder just because he's more well known? Do you think he's richer? Or do you think Mr. Pibb is more like a Mr. Howell from Gilligan's Island? Do you think he's more richer? You know?
Well, I think Mr. Pibb is just your.
Do you think Mr. Pibb owns Dr. Pepper because you know, like owns the hospital that Dr. Pepper works at?
I think Mr. Pibb is just your average Joe.
Yeah.
Like middle class, middle American citizen.
You think so?
Yep. Goes to see Dr. Thunder. either primary care physician or
I don't know, because Mr. Pibb is a little bit more well known than Dr. Thunder.
I disagree with that.
You think so?
I mean, that would be a poll that we'd have to take, like, you know, which do you like more? Put all three down, and or at least those two down, because I know everybody knows Dr. Pepper. But I don't know. I like Dr. Thunder. I think I drink Dr. Thunder more than Mr. Pibb. If it's available. At least I can, I mean, it's one of those, like, great value brands you can find at Walmart, Meijer, you know, whatever. So it's cheaper. So, like, I would drink that. I think Dr. Thunder is the less of the three, you know? So, like, if I want something cheap that tastes like Dr. Pepper, but not exactly, I go with Dr. Thunder. If I want something a little more pricey, I would go with Mr. Pibb. And if I want the high-end, like, top dollar, this guy went to Harvard, Yale, got his PhD and master's and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
I'd go with Dr. Pepper.
So Dr. Pepper is more like...
he's prestigious.
Like prestigious. So you think he's like more like a plastic surgeon?
Oh, 310%. Yeah. Like he's up there. Yeah. Like he makes top dollar in wherever he's at.
He makes people pretty.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Hmm.
Yeah. He does the implants and all the other things. And
yeah.
You know, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And then...
So he probably lives like, you know, probably Beverly Hills.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. Somewhere out there.
Yeah.
Out west. And then Dr. Thunder is more like Midwest.
Huh.
You know, like, he's prestigious, but not there yet. He's got his PhD, but he went to, like, I don't know, some not Harvard, Yale, you know, those big places that you go to get your doctorate. He went to, like, Ball State. Got his doctorate in medical, whatever. And then,
well, he'd have probably been more prestigious if he went to IU Health.
Oh, for sure.
Because Ball State Medical, I mean, who's that?
Ball Memorial?
I know what Ball Memorial is, but IU Health is better.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's IU Health Ball Memorial Hospital. Yeah. So, I mean, it's still IU Health, but.
Okay, but so. Because Dr. Pepper is so prestigious, you know, he probably is really good friends with Oreo.
We're really going to talk about flavored Oreos.
Why not?
Because that's just gross.
Do you think...
Dr. Pepper flavored Oreo is gross.
Do you think so? Have you ever tried it?
I don't want to.
Why not? You don't knock it till you try it. Have you ever heard that saying?
I have, but I don't want to try a Dr. Pepper flavored Oreo. Oreos refine the way that they're made.
I would try it.
Why?
Why not?
It's disgusting.
How do you know if you've never tried it? Cookies and cream ice cream. How did you know? Have you ever had cookies and cream ice cream?
Well, yeah, it's delicious.
Okay,
it's
amazing. Then how do you know? Did you know?
Imagine
you never tried it.
Imagine cookies and cream ice cream.
Yeah.
All right. Imagine that.
Yeah.
Right. So you got your cookies. You got your cream. It's an Oreo ice cream, pretty much.
Yeah.
Basically,
it's vanilla ice cream with Oreos.
Okay, take the vanilla ice cream out.
Yeah, you got Oreos.
Now hold on. Take that vanilla ice cream out and put Dr. Pepper flavored ice cream in that. Would you still eat it?
I would.
Why?
Because I like Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper is not good enough to go into other things. Dr. Pepper belongs in its own category as
a
soda.
But they have a whole bunch of different flavors of Dr. Pepper, though.
Yeah, but it's like you still have Dr. Pepper, but you're just adding a flavor.
Okay, have
so
you
like
ever,
vanilla
okay,
or
have
like
you
cherry
have,
or
okay.
cream soda.
Have you ever had... peanut butter Oreos?
No.
Have you ever had chocolate with peanut butter?
Yeah.
Like Reese's?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there's your chocolate peanut butter Oreos.
Yeah, but I don't want to, though. It's an Oreo. It belongs in, like, Oreos have a very
distinct... It's chocolate and peanut butter.
Oreos have a very distinct taste. And you're changing that flavor and taste by adding other things to it that shouldn't be there.
No, it's not.
And plus, if you had a Dr. Pepper flavored Oreo, would the Dr. Pepper... take the flavor of the Dr. Pepper, take over the chocolate? Because, like, that's the parts
but
that
see,
you enjoy the most.
But see, that's the thing. How do you know if you don't ever get brave enough to taste test it?
I'll tell you what. If you find anybody, if anybody ever finds, not just Vargo, finds Dr. Pepper
flavored Oreos, make sure you let us know.
I will try them. Yeah, one, let us know, number one. Number two, I will try one for the sake of argument and to say that I've tried one and to... validate my reasoning why they're disgusting.
And in order to let us know, make sure you email us.
Yeah, we do have an email in case anybody...
It is blabberbuddies1@gmail.com.
Correct. Shoot us an email. That's what we have so far. Again, this is just our pilot episode. We're still working on things and figuring things out. But yes, please email us. If you find them, please email us. If you find even other flavored Oreos, like, I mean, I love Oreos, but I don't necessarily want to change the flavor. It's still going. What are you looking at? Oh, yeah, we're good.
All right. Yep. So, anyways, I think it might be pretty tasty. But that's just me, though.
I mean, and you like some weird-ass shit, though.
Hey, like I said, don't knock it till you try it.
I mean, that's fair. You did get me hooked on the breakfast sandwiches with mayonnaise, which I thought was a weird
thing. Well, what's the difference? Thing. You have an egg sandwich, put some Hellman's mayonnaise on it, boo-poo-ka-choo, and it's back to the big old blue.
Yeah, but, like, I don't know. I just never thought mayonnaise and egg would go well together. And it's actually very delicious. It's very good. I know. That's the only way I eat it now.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for that. I can't say that I'm going to say thank you for the Dr. Pepper Oreos, though. Or, you know, I wonder, like, outside of Dr. Pepper, because we know we have, like, regular Oreos with double stuffed, mega stuffed. We've got, like, Halloween colored. We've got Christmas colored. We've got Easter colored. There's birthday cake Oreos. There's peanut butter Oreos. Like, what other flavors of Oreos are out there that we just don't know about? Now I'm curious.
I do know they have a coconut flavored Oreo, and I've had it.
No, that wouldn't be bad.
I've had it, and it is scrumptiously-umptious.
Scrumdiddly-umptious?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Now that does sound good. Mm-hmm. But, like I consider coconut, like in its own candy category. You know, like, it's a snack. It's a sweet food. So that would make sense why it would go with an Oreo. Like, Dr. Pepper is a soda. I mean, it's sweet, but I don't... It would be like Flamin' Hot Oreos. Mm. Like, I just... Like, those two things don't mix. You know what I mean?
Well, I don't know. I mean, now I could see, like, say, root beer and Oreos not being good.
The fuck's wrong with you? I think that would be amazing.
See? Now, what's the difference between root beer and Oreos?
Because root beer's amazing.
Okay. But that has a distinct taste over Oreos.
Yeah, but I think Dr. Pepper has what were we talking? Root beer. I think root beer has a sweeter flavor than Dr. Pepper. Like, if you did, like, a mug root beer, which is, one, caffeine-free, so, whoo, on that. Number two,
yeah, because that makes a difference.
It is sweeter. It's sweeter than, like,
I don't care about sweeter, but
you should care about sweeter because it's sweeter than A&W. Like, it's sweeter than bars.
I'm just saying, like, what's the difference if it's caffeine free or not? You know what
might be a good one?
What's that?
Cream soda flavored Oreo. I do like me some cream soda.
That actually might sound
good. I know.
Because it's got the vanilla in it.
Exactly.
And you already have cookies and cream ice cream.
Exactly. I bet cream soda would be delicious. I'd have to try that one. That one I would try. I don't know, Dr. Pepper makes me burp a lot, so I'd be afraid that I'd be, like, eating Oreos and just belching as I'm eating them. Because they're like loud burps. I don't know why Dr. Pepper does that, but it does. Like, it's just, it's really weird.
Yeah, I need a different beer.
Embargo's on to bottle number three. I'm still sitting over here sipping away on my Woodford Reserve. It's absolutely delicious. You never had Woodford Reserve? It's very sweet and, like, earthy.
Dude, you need a nipple?
No, it's a sip. It's a sipping.
Yeah,
it's a sipping whiskey. It's not.
I get it, but dude, you've taken, like, maybe one sip.
That's not true.
I've taken the past 15 minutes.
That's not, well, okay, that's true. But I've taken 4 sips since we started. And again, it's a sipping whiskey. It's not like something that I'm gonna, like, put in a mixer. I mean, I would. It would be very delicious in a mixer. It's very sweet. But no, I want to enjoy it. And well,
you're not enjoying it very much because you've
and plus had I've been one sitting here
sip in the past 15 minutes.
I'm enjoying it very much. I get the flavor in the nose as it's going down. So it doesn't burn, one, in the back, and two, like, it's still sweet in my mouth. It's very delicious. That's also what she said.
Either that.
A Ba-bam! Yeah!
Pa-pow!
Got it! Give her the old 1-2. 1-2.
That's right. You go in there, you give her the old 1-2, followed by a...
Oh, that was a good pop.
So speaking of
the 1-2 or the pop,
did that go down?
What?
You know, prom queen?
No, I didn't think so.
You couldn't deliver, did you?
I couldn't move, dude. Well, I got home Saturday night.
That's why you lay on your back.
I wouldn't have enjoyed it.
Oh, I'd have enjoyed it.
No pain
or nothing.
No, because it wasn't my back so much that hurt at that time. It was everything else that was sore. Like my traps, I had to walk around extended.
So this is what could have happened. This is what could have happened. All right. And this is gonna bring, and this is gonna be a perfect lead into our next topic.
Honey, I'm sorry ahead of time if you're hearing this, because this is probably gonna be raunchy as fucking shit. So I do apologize.
Actually, this is gonna be making fun of me here in a minute.
Okay, fair enough.
I have no idea why.
Margo's wife, I'm so sorry. Yeah. Now, granted, I don't know if you're probably gonna listen to this. Yeah.
She will.
Oh, she is? Okay.
I mean, you could have laid there and she could have practice a favorite exercise called cock squats.
Okay, Buttercup. Now, this is pretty funny. That is fair. That does make fun of you more than it makes fun of me.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That's funny.
I'm so glad that person does not work at our place of work.
Do you want to go into details on that?
I'm not going into details with that one.
Can I go into details on that one?
You may. Okay. But I am not.
Okay. So we had this person that used to work for us that I'm probably not going to get all the details right with this, but one of the things, one, she got, for whatever reason, got super close to Vargo. Not a clue how or why.
I have no idea why.
Yeah.
I tried to stay away from this person.
Most of us did. Most of us did on this one, but anyway,
it drove me nuts.
She, for whatever reason, decided one day, one, she started calling Vargo Buttercup, which we thought that was absolutely adorable, super cute, and there was probably going to be a relationship there, even though he's already married, like, you know, we thought.
Now, mind you, she was like 20 years older than me.
That's true. She did have age on her side compared to Vargo, but so Buttercup, Vargo's nickname at work, usually when we're talking about things, because it's, I mean, that's just funny. Vargo's not a buttercup for whatever reason, but anyway, she also decided to tell him that her favorite exercise was called cock squats.
Jesus Christ.
If anybody just knows what, like, you know, like what a squat looks like or that kind of exercise, you know, you go down like you're sitting on a toilet, either you got weight or you don't. But from what she was describing, seemed like she was like going downtown on that squat. And yeah. Cock squats will forever live in infamy at work.
Yeah. And unfortunately, she was telling me about this in front of somebody that has a big mouth.
Yeah.
And they had to run and tell everybody and their mom that her favorite...
Oh, and I'm so glad he did.
That her favorite exercise was cock squats.
Oh, I'm so glad he did. I'm so glad he did, because that just... And, that was the icing on the cake for the buttercup thing.
But you know what the funny thing is? It's the exact same person that was probably the most butthurt.
Oh, absolutely. Very jealous. Very jealous of the fact that you were getting all the attention that he felt like he deserved.
Because he was putting work
in. Oh, he was putting work in. He was putting a lot of work in.
He liked that.
Very much so. He liked that attention, liked that.
He really wanted her.
He really did. Yeah. And they're around the same age, so oh, you know, yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah, and everybody else could not stand her. Even the other staff members that we don't 100% correlate.
Yeah, we don't see all the time.
That we don't see all the time. Yeah. Could not stand this person.
Yeah. We'd see in passing or as we were doing something related to our job and whatnot. And yeah, no. It's still funny. Still funny. I mean, that's been like what, 6 months ago?
Yeah. Now?
Buttercup?
Yeah.
Douchebag Chad.
Shut up, Todd. You can call me douchebag Chad all you want. At least it's not Todd.
Hey, it's Todd with two D's. Because I like D's.
Or is it one D?
Oh, it's two D's. I like the double D's. Hey-o.
Hey-o. But yeah, so anyway.
Cock squats. Oh my gosh, that was, oh man.
She drove me up a wall. It was worse than nails on a chalkboard.
I don't know about that. Nails on a chalkboard are pretty bad.
No, that was worse than that.
That's, I mean, I guess I could see that because it was much more consistent than nails on a chalkboard. You hear it once and you're like, I don't want to do that anymore. That's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So you said that this conversation was going to lead into something else.
That's what it led into.
Oh, that's what it led into.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. No. If you ever see Vargo out and about and call him Buttercup, he'll love it. Absolutely love it.
Which none of you will see me in public, so it's fine.
You probably will. It'll happen. Just hey, Buttercup.
Yeah.
If Vargo tells you to fuck off, I'm sorry, because that's probably what he's gonna say while blushing. Yeah. I've never seen Vargo blush more than in those two things. Made him extremely uncomfortable.
Yeah. Anyway, moving on from that, because yeah.
You really want to move on from that?
Yeah, I really do.
Aww.
Didn't
she also tell wherever she got her like certifications and stuff for her job, didn't she also tell then the same thing, that her favorite exercise was cock squats and she got in trouble?
I don't know.
Did you hear about that?
I didn't.
Oh, man. Apparently, where she got her certifications and stuff from, like, they're supposed to write down, like, the exercises and stuff that they do. And she wrote down in her thing cock squats and then shared it with her instructor for the class.
Oh.
And got ripped for it. He was not a happy camper. I think the whole class, as a matter of fact, may have gotten ripped for that, which was even funnier. So it wasn't just you she shared it with.
Is that supposed to make me feel better?
I mean, I kind of thought so. Because, you know, you're not, it's not like a solely to you thing, you know? Like, Buttercup is solely you. It's all you. But the cop squad thing, more than just you, she had talked to that about. Or talked about that with.
What is that random thought off topic? Who did you say you thought you looked like on the cover photo?
Me?
Yeah.
Jared Padalecki.
No, you do not.
I most certainly do look like Jared Padalecki.
No, you look like a freaking butt crack.
No. What?
Yep.
I look like Jared Padalecki like later seasons of Gilmore Girls or later seasons of Supernatural.
You officially look like an old man's butt crack.
I look like Sam Winchester.
No, absolutely not.
Most certainly do. No. I've got the jawline, the long hair.
You don't have the jawline.
Well, I mean, me in real life, no. But in that picture, I do. I've got a very pronounced jawline, hair, long hair, long brown or blonde hair, either or.
Nope.
Why do I look like a butt crack?
What?
What makes me look like a butt crack?
Just making conversation. You look like a butt crack.
That's a horrible conversation. But yeah.
No, you don't.
I most certainly do.
So I still have.
If I were to pull up pictures of Jared Padalecki in that picture, I'd look exactly like him.
So I still have. This.
What, oh, he's pulling out $1 bills, y'all. I'm ready.
$1
I'm ready.
No, I still have money left over.
From?
From the two guys we work with. Remember the Gandalf staff I told you about? Those morons decided to dare me to do something.
That's man, I wish I'd have been there for that.
Yeah, those are that's the last time they're gonna dare me to do something.
Yeah, one fun fact about Vargo: if you bet him to do something,
nine out of 10 times I'm probably
he's gonna do it.
Depends on how much I've had to drink.
Well, I mean, we went
on our... Well, I was at work, so I didn't need anything to drink.
We went on our hunting trip, and you didn't have anything to drink. So it's really not dependent on how much you've had to drink. It's really just dependent upon whether you think you can win the money or not.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, you full-on moon somebody down 70. Out the back window, driving back to Indy from our hunting trip. Full-on moon... So... Vargo, myself, and another buddy of ours, which we may have on the show at some point, his name is Junior, all went on a hunting trip. What was that, like 2 years ago? About two years ago?
Yeah, I guess so.
We're coming back from our hunting trip. We just had lunch, coming back from our hunting trip, going down 70 eastbound, heading into downtown Indianapolis to go pick up our vehicles and stuff. And I don't remember how the conversation actually came up, but the only thing that I do remember was betting Vargo $20 that he would not moon this lady that was next to us, you know, driving next to us on 70. And next thing I know, I look out of the driver's or the passenger side.
And of course I said challenge
accepted. Oh, you did. You said challenge accepted. Next thing I know, I look out the passenger side mirror that, you know, checks for cars on the passenger side. And he
blue moon.
He full pants down, ass out the window, mooning this poor lady. On 70. I died.
Why does she have to be a poor lady?
Okay, it's your...
Hey, I've got a nice ass.
You do. Don't get me wrong. I don't think she was expecting that. Hey, I mean, genuinely... I mean, of course
looked,
she wasn't.
She looked twice.
Yeah. So she looks... I died. I was laughing so hard. I look out the passenger side window to look and see what she's doing. She literally looks at his ass, turns back to look straight, and then has this, like, oh my God face as she turns back to look at the window, and Vargo's ass is still hanging out the window. I have never seen somebody on 70 slow down faster than her, and she never caught back up to us. She was so disturbed at Vargo's ass. Yeah, I lost $20 that day.
Let's put it this way: Wagner is still trying to catch up on owing me money.
Hey, I got
trying to win money back for me. He's lost so much money on bets to me; it's ridiculous.
Hey, I got 90. I got $1 back.
You did
from the leaf thing.
Yeah,
which was stupid because I think it had pesticides on it.
Probably because it. You said
it tasted horrible. Oh, it tasted horrible. Tasted absolutely horrible.
Well, wait, was it a leaf or was it like a seed pod?
Seed pod. It wasn't a leaf. It was a seed pod. Tasted absolutely horrible.
Well, it was half rotted too.
Well, I had it. It was good. I mean, I was going to get there. I just couldn't swallow it.
Ugh.
I still got $1 back out of it.
Yeah, and how much did you give me for eating dust?
Did I give you any money for it?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, I bought you a drink or something, didn't I?
Oh, I don't know. You gave
eating
me
dust?
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's right. I did give you $10 for wiping the computer top with your finger and eating it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Dummy.
You didn't give me any money for the sock thing.
I told you I wasn't.
I know. I'm disappointed, though. I wish you would have.
I said I wasn't gonna. I mean, that was on you.
I know, but I wish you would have. Because...
Well, no.
All I did was smell it.
Yeah, but I said, no, I'm not going to do it. And you still did it anyway. So why am I going to give you money if I'm not saying well, I'm not going to do it?
I just wish you would have. Yeah. That's all. Because I'd have been to $2 back on you at that point. Yeah, I was down $100 of bets that I've lost in the last two or three years to Vargo over here.
That mooning story was pretty fucking
good. That mooning story was hilarious. I think the funniest part of the whole thing was the response from your wife afterwards.
Why did Bryant put a peach on your Venmo?
What, just one? It was like two.
Yeah, like, and she accused me of getting some ass.
$20
Yeah, for $20. She thought I got like a hooker. She goes, yeah, because normally a peach means you got some ass.
Oh man. Yeah. Best $20 I've ever lost to anybody in my life.
Yeah.
That was hilarious.
He almost got me a divorce.
I mean, that would have been as funny, but I'm glad that didn't happen.
No.
I would have had to explain that one. But
no. Anyway, so there's, for listeners, to go back to the Gandalf stick, there's a...
Before you go into this, I want everybody to know for these podcasts, we're shooting for like a half hour to an hour's worth of content, unedited, all the way through, nothing. So before you start the story, I just want to let everybody know we've got about 5 minutes left before we do have to stop.
If we go a little bit over an hour, it's fine.
Yeah.
So anyway, there's a... God, gotta ruin the party.
I'm sorry. I'm not trying to.
So anyway, there's a... there's
an appointment.
Yeah. I know, I got an appointment too.
You do, yeah, yeah.
So there's a guy sitting in a waiting room of this work area that we work at. And
Older guy.
Like, he's probably like 85, 90 years old. He's got a hearing aid. And he's got this this walking stick that looks like something straight out of Lord of the Rings, you know. And you think it would be one of those things that you used to see at the Discovery Channel store where you turn it over and, like, you know, like has beans in it that, you know, would make rain noises. So I'm sitting there and I'm talking to two coworkers and I'm like, I wonder if it has beans in it to make rain noises. And I go, I tell one of my immediate coworkers, I'm like, hey, why don't you go ask him if there's beans in it. He says, no, I'm not going to do it. I'm like, dude, go do it. He's like, no. I'm like, I'll do it. He's like, he goes, I'll bet you $20 says you don't. I'm like, dude, $20? I'll go do it right now. And then he sits there and thinks about it. And he goes, well, no, I'm not going to take that bet. I'm not going to take the bet.
Can't renege on a bet.
No, you can't renege on a bet. Like, nope. What the fuck is that shit? So anyways... the guy he's training, the new guy.
Yep.
He says, well, hell, I'll throw down $20 on that.
So $40 on the line to go ask this guy if he's got beans in his cane.
So, yeah, but $20 reneged. So yeah. I'm expecting at least 20.
Sure.
So I'm like, okay, fine. So I go out there and I touch the guy's shoulder. I'm like, hey, sir, you know? And, kind of startled him a little bit because I don't think he had his hearing aid turned all the way up. And he's like, oh, what? I'm like, hey. And I had to kind of speak up a little bit. I'm like, hey, does your cane have beans in it? You know, had to talk up a little louder. He's like, what, my cane? I'm like, yeah. You know, you flip it over. You know, does it make like rain noises? He's like, well, no. I never tried. Should I flip it over and check it out? You know, by this time, everybody in the waiting room's hearing me because I have to talk loud because, you know, this guy doesn't have his hearing aid turned up. He's like, you know, so they're all cracking up.
Sure.
You know, all the staff behind the desk are cracking up by this point because they can hear me too.
Sure.
And he's like, well, why don't we find out? I'm like, okay. He turns it over. He goes, well, doesn't sound like there is. So I'm like, well, you're a good sport. He's like, well, thank you. So I flip it back over. Go back. And I'm like, I'll take. He already had the $20 sitting on the desk. So I just go, I'll take that. And then the other employee that reneged on the $20 says, you know what? Screw it. I got to give you the $20 now. I'm like, yeah, you do. So I won $40.
$40 for asking that. An old guy if he had a rainmaker cane.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Well, I call it a Gandalf cane because it was pretty cool.
What did the cane look like?
I mean, it was.
I mean, I know,
it was
like,
definitely carved.
Like hand carved?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It was thick, too.
Like around?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it looked like more of like a walking stick than a cane.
Huh.
I mean, it was pretty sweet.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And you won $40 out of it.
I won $40 out of it.
Yeah. So just so everybody knows, don't bet Vargo. If you think there's a chance that he might do it, just don't do it. Just don't bet him because he's going to do it. He's got no filter and no shame.
I mean, I do have some shame.
You asked an old man for his cane to see if it had beans in it. You have no shame. Zero.
I mean, I do have some shame.
Not that much.
Well, yeah, I do. I'm not going to do something totally asinine.
Well, no, I wouldn't expect you to do something that might hurt yourself or somebody else. Well, but
I'm not Tom Green. I'm not going to go lick a dead moose's nipple, you know?
I bet you $20 he would.
No, I wouldn't. That's disgusting.
I bet you would.
No, I wouldn't.
If we were out on a hunting trip and we came across a moose, I can guarantee that if I put more than $20 on it, if I put like 50 on it.
Not 50.
You'd contemplate.
On a dead moose?
You'd contemplate.
Well, how fresh is it?
Like a day. Let's say like a day old.
A dead moose's nipple.
Day old.
Gross.
No. I still bet you wouldn't. We'll have to find out. We'll have to take a hunting trip out west or into Canada or something.
All right. So just letting you listeners know, if you enjoyed our episode today, just make sure you leave us 5 stars. And also in the comments section, leave us an email so we can send you a free t-shirt. I'm being 100% dead serious. Leave us 5 stars. If you leave us a 5-star rating, then leave us your email. We'll go ahead and send you a free t-shirt.
We'll give.
Thanks for listening.